that reaches out to our men and women.
I want to say hello to Seth Jr.
I miss you, Daddy.
I'd like to say hello to my father, Charles.
Time for JT to take a service call.
Wow, he's a Heat fan. He's a Heat fan from Pensacola, Florida, in Afghanistan. 3rd Brigade Combat Team. Sergeant William Harden joins us on Fox Sports Radio. Sergeant, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Couldn't be better. And, again, thanks for everything you do in the Army as a sergeant. Walk us through your day today. Tell us about your job. Tell us about your job requirement today.
I'm a career counselor. I counsel soldiers on their careers staying in the Army or them getting out and becoming a civilian again.
Well, I think that's a really important job because I would assume a lot of individuals you talk to want to make a career out of being in the Army.
Yes.
For their families, for the fact that they just love it. Do you find yourself talking people into it, or people want to get out and obviously stay connected? What's that like? I'm sure it's a pretty emotional job.
Well, yeah, I try to talk them to staying in, not just because I'm to make mission, but just to make sure they take care of their families and stuff like that.
Well, let's talk about it with you. Obviously, this is your career. Talk about
Yes.
that life decision when you made the decision to join the Army.
Well, when I joined the Army, 19 years ago, I had nothing going for myself, didn't have no plan, so I thought if I joined the military, I would make something out of myself, and 19 years later, I did.
Outstanding. We're talking to Army Sergeant William Harden. He joins us live from Afghanistan, 3rd Brigade Combat Team, here on Fox Sports Radio. Let's get to the Heat. I mean, how cool is it that you're the only serviceman in America on the phone from Afghanistan talking about a team that has won 16 in a row? Have you been following the streak?
Yes, I am.
Well, tell me about the Heat. Tell me about your passion for them. Let it fly here. Were you always a Heat fan, or did you jump on with LeBron and Dwayne Wade, Shaq?
Nah, I was I switched over to the Heat after the Orlando Magic got swept by Houston Rockets. I was like, oh, okay, I'm through with the Magic, so I started becoming a Heat fan. So I've been a Heat fan the whole time.
the whole time, but you did start with Orlando. We'll let it slide because you have a very important job, and you're an Army sergeant. I'll let it go there. Obviously, you would assume that LeBron's going to win the MVP this year. They're running away with it, but there's still a lot of good teams left. Indiana, San Antonio, especially the play of Oklahoma City, who beat the Knicks tonight. But which team are you worried about the most as the biggest roadblock for Miami?
The Indiana Pacers, it seems that we seem to have trouble beating them. So I'm very concerned about them.
Yeah, the matchup is an issue with them because they got guys, Paul George, Granger, they got guys who can score. Hibbert takes up a lot of space on the inside, and I think it turns the Heat into a perimeter team. They don't get a lot of easy buckets when they play Indiana, and Indiana
right.
is very physical. Say hello to any member of your family, Sergeant. We'll make sure they get a copy of this and let them know you're doing good.
Okay, I want to send a shout-out to my beautiful wife, Laquita Harden, and my three kids, Keegan, Tierra, and LaMaria.
How old are the kids?
18, 17, and 4.
Wow. I mean, that's a tremendous sacrifice that your kids, and I'm sure they're doing well with your lovely wife, but we can't thank you for your service and what you do for us. And thanks for making time with us this morning over there.
Okay, and I thank y'all for what y'all do, too.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.